Peace to our brothers and sisters. 开始我们先来读几处圣经。
Let's begin with a few verses in the Bible.
希伯来书十二章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
这节是我今天要交通的。
This is the theme of the message shared today.
我们再来看其他几处圣经。
Let's look at a few other verses.
哥罗西书三章一到四节。
Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督住在神的右边。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.
第二节，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
2. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth.
三节，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
3. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
第四节，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
4. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
然后再看腓立比书第二章十九节到二十一节。
Look at Philippians chapter 2 verse 19 to 20.
十九节，我靠主耶稣指望快打发提摩太去见你们，叫我知道你们的事，心里就得着安慰。
Look at chapter 2 verse 19. But I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I may be encouraged when I learn of your condition.
二十，因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事。
20. For I have no one else of kindred spirit who will genuinely be concerned for your welfare.
十一节，别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。
Verse 21. For they all seek after their own interests, not those of Christ Jesus.
同样腓立比书第三章十五节。
Same book, Philippians chapter 3 verse 15.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
15. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude, and if anything, you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you.
同样在腓立比书四章六到八节。
And in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
七节，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
7. And the peace of God which surpasses all comprehension will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
八节，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
See, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
我们一起有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
哇，吸引我们的心来归向你。
Father,to be focused upon you.
让我们能够定睛在我们主耶稣基督的身上。
Our eyes to focus on our Lord Jesus.
看见他的荣美。
See his.
用我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Our prayer, we pray in Lord Jesus' precious name.
希伯来书里头呢，给我们许多信心的榜样。
The book of Hebrews gives us many examples of those who walk in faith.
我们特别在这段疫情的时候呢，我们特别需要来学习的。
Especially during this time of the pandemic, we need to really learn these lessons.
虽然这疫情带给我们不少的难处，不管是灵里头，或者是在精神上，我们都受到许多的压力。
And during this time, the pandemic has given us has taken a very toll upon us, both spiritually or mentally.
感谢他有他的恩典和怜悯。
Thank the Lord for He has His grace.
让我们靠着信心能够持续的站立的稳。
That by faith, may still be able to stand firm.
然后我们彼此能够互相的扶持，相互的带导和祈求。
Support each other and encourage each other through prayer and supplication.
不管是我们在面对面的交通，或者是在网上的交通。
Whether we meet physically face to face or through the internet,
只要我们能够定睛的仰望在我们主的身上，不去看那些缠累我们的事情，我们就能够在他面前站立的稳。
As long as we keep our eyes fixed upon the Lord Jesus and not be entangled by those other things around us, we would be able to stand firm.
诗篇125篇第一节里头提到。
Psalm chapter 125 verse 1
依靠耶和华的人好像锡安山永不动摇。
They that confide in Jehovah are as Mount Zion which cannot be moved.
那这边提到的这些羊依靠耶和华的人呢，这个人是一个多数的。
This they is plural.
我们在追求主的这个道路上的我们并不孤单。
And so in our journey to follow after the Lord, we are not alone.
就像这保罗在腓立比书提到的。
As Paul mentioned in the book of Philippians,
他说看见弟兄们意念相同，爱心相同，还有一样的心思，一样的意念。
That the brethren have the same mind, have the same love, same oneness of thinking.
他的喜乐便得着满足。
And so his joy was made full.
我们知道诗篇120篇到130篇是上行之诗。
And so we know that Psalms, chapter 120 through 134 are called the songs of degrees.
他讲到一个人属灵的成长从有不同的阶段。
Talks about the stages of spiritual growth.
从个人的成长到团体的一起的追求。
Starting with a personal growth to this corporate pursuit.
我们只要看到主的他的柔美的时候呢，我们就是越发的珍惜和弟兄姊妹们之间的。
Once we see the Lord's beauty, we are more appreciative of fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
我们彼此扶持，彼此鼓舞。
Be able to support each other and build each other up.
我们一起建立神的家，然后等候主耶稣基督的再来。
Together we will build the house of the Lord, waiting for His return.
我们刚念的那几节从哥罗西或腓立比书的经节里头呢，我们看到一些共同的点。
And so those verses that we just read in Colossians and Philippians, there are a few points.
大家都提到某些事情。
And they all mention this word things.
在我们生活里面，我们会遭遇到许多不同的事情来围绕着我们。
And in our life, we will have all these things that surround us.
我们像是刚刚在哥罗西书三章里面提到的上面的事，或者是像地上的事。
As in Colossians, talks about the things of the earth.
然后腓立比书第二章的时候讲到我们自己的事和耶稣基督的事。
Philippians chapter 2 talks about our own things or things of our Lord Jesus.
腓立比书第三章讲到呢那些什么事情是指的一些所有的任何的一些事情。
And chapter 3 says, let us be thus minded, that means occupied with certain things.
那第四章腓立比书第四章讲到凡事我们要思念这些事，那里提到一些特别的事情。
And Philippians chapter 4 it says dwell or think on these things, and then mentions a few of what those things are.
我们一一的来看。
So let's go through these one at a time.
首先看哥罗西书这个第三章一到四节。
So let's first look at Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4.
我再念一遍哈。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 through 4 again. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
So, 当我们得救了以后呢，有主的生命在我们里面。
When we are saved, we have the life of the Lord within us.
但是呢，我们人就是活在这个世上。
But we still live here on earth.
我们难免会被许多这世上的事情所缠累。
We may be entangled by the things of the earth.
我们每天所接触的、所思想的，也都是这些地上的事情。
And many times, our minds and our thoughts will be occupied by these things.
像创世纪里头提到罗德的在世的日子里头
，Genesis mentioned the days of Lot.
从他开始选择他居住的地方呢，之后呢，他终日便被他所做的这个决定呢所苦。
So starting from when he chose the land in which he was to live, and from that point forward, he suffered because of that decision that he made.
他虽然是个义人哈，但当他所处的环境和周遭的人呢，都和他显得他格格不入。
And though he was a righteous man, all the people in the environment around him, he didn't seem to fit in with them.
所以呢，时常我们也是落在同样的光景里头。
Oftentimes we will fall into the same situation.
我们时常因为我们所做的决定呢，遭受到困扰。
It's difficulty based on the decisions that we ourselves have made.
但是我们如果像保罗一样，我们看自己是已经死了的话呢，那我们的生命也藏在神里面。
But if we consider like Paul, that we have already died and our life is hidden in Christ,
那么我们所遭遇的这些事情呢，便不成为我们的打扰。
All these earthly things will no longer jostle us.
如果我们在面临许多事情的时候，我们时常会做出不同的抉择。
And we're facing these things, we may make different choices.
那么我有主呢，他也会在我们里面呢，有那出人意外的平安来给我们。
And the Lord also will be with us, and He will give us this all surpassing peace.
那这边有什么不同呢
？And what is this difference here?
腓立比书讲到保罗如何能够。将万事看成废纸，粪土。
But Philippians, Paul said that he counts all things to be loss.
那也将当把万事看为有损的。
All these things considered as rubbish.
那他以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
And he considers the knowledge of Christ Jesus to be excellent.
我们如果有像保罗同样的心智呢，那能够思念上头的事呢，我们就不会被地上的事情所烦心了。
We can have the same mind and always think on the things that are above. We will not be bothered by the things here on earth.
那我们再看腓立比书第二章的里头19到21节。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 2, verses 19 through 20.
我靠主耶稣指望快打发提摩太去见你们，叫我知道你们的事，心里就得着安慰。因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事，别人都求自己的事， 并不求耶稣基督的事。
Verses 19 through 21. But I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I learn of your condition. I have no one else of kindred spirit who will genuinely be concerned for your welfare, for they all seek after their own interests, not those of Christ Jesus.
这边保罗他提到这个你们的事呢，对他而言，我想就是指的耶稣基督的事。
When Paul here speaks of their condition or their things, he is obviously talking about things of Christ Jesus.
所以当我们心里头挂念着什么事情的时候呢，这些事情呢时时刻刻都围绕在我们心里头。
Whenever we have something in our mind, it is very difficult to get rid of it.
那保罗在这边提到呢，提摩太他本来打算他送到腓立比去。
Paul here mentioned Timothy. He wanted to send him first to the Philippians.
因为他常把腓立比圣徒的事情摆在他的心上。
Because he often had the affairs of the Philippian saints in his heart.
然而他呢找不到同样的人像这个提摩太一样。
And he couldn't find anyone else like Timothy.
挂念这些腓立比人的事。
Who was concerned with the things of the Philippians.
所以我们的心思意念呢要常常向着主，然后寻求他的心意，像这个大卫一样。
And so our minds and thoughts should always be focused on the Lord and be concerned with the Lord's heart, as David was.
在撒母记里面上头，我们时常看到大卫他不管是大事小事情呢，他都来求问耶和华。
As David in the book of Samuel, it seems in the matter in big things or small things, he always sought the heart of the Lord.
而神也乐意向他启示。
God was willing to reveal it to him.
我们知道大卫为什么他选择耶路撒冷来建耶和华的殿。
So we know why David chose Jerusalem to build the temple of the Lord.
他为着他的名呢，那个在耶路撒冷来建造神的殿。
For the Lord's name, David wanted to build a temple in Jerusalem.
都是因为他的有一个寻求耶和华的心志。
Because he had this heart to seek after the will of the Lord.
在我们主日学早上读到以斯拉记的时候，在第七章里头提到了两节圣经。
In our Sunday school, as we studied the book of Ezra, there are two verses in chapter 7.
第六节他提到，所以以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书，王允准他一切所求的，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。
Ezra chapter 7 verse 6. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given.The king granted him all he requested, that the hand of the Lord his God was upon him.
第十节提到以斯拉定制好就遵行耶和华的律法。
Verse 10, for Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord.
我们知道神帮助他呢是，而且那个王呢给他一切所要的东西，最主要的原因是哪里呢？
So, why did the king grant all that he requested?What was the main reason?
因为第十节特别提到以斯拉他能够立定心志，他来考究遵行耶和华的律法。
And God helped him because Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to practice it.
因为如此呢，神才能够帮助他。
Therefore, God was able to help him.
所以我们也要同样有一颗愿意的心，能够神的他的工作呢才有出路，才有管道。
So we have to have the same heart, and therefore the Lord will have a way through which he can work.
在罗马书12章里头也提到，我们不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Romans chapter 12 verse 2, do not be conformed to this world.But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
我们一方面呢，里面要有一颗愿意的心，然后神才能将他喜悦的事情向我们启示。
On one hand, we need to have this willing heart within us that the Lord can reveal His will to us.
如果我们的心被世上的事情蒙蔽的时候呢，我们就没办法明白神的心意。
If our hearts are blinded by earthly things, then we will not be able to understand God's will.
我们再看腓立比书第三章十五节。
Let's turn now to Philippians chapter 3, verse 15.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude, and if anything, you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you.
我们的心在哪里呢？我们所看重的事情便在那里。
Where our hearts are, that's what we will focus on.
不管事情的大小呢，从一个人他所作所为，我们便可以看出他的心摆在哪里。
Whether big or small, we can look at a person and see where they have placed their heart, their focus on.
在约翰一书里头第二章十五到十七节提到。
In 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17.
我们不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
First John chapter 2 verses 15 through 17. Do not love the world nor the things in the world.If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the will of God lives forever.
如果我们贪恋这世上的事情的时候呢，那我们处事的时候，这些一些优先的顺序呢就不同了。
If we desire the things of this earth, then the priorities of our life will be different.
所以我们应当把我们的眼目放在这些永远的长存的事情上面。
Therefore, we should put our eyes upon these eternal things.
那么这些自战自清的苦楚呢，便不会成为我们的难处。
And then these temporal light afflictions won't burden us.
箴言第四章里面也特别提到。
And Proverbs chapter 4 also says,
你要保守 你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23, Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life.
那耶利米书十七章也提到，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse The heart is more deceitful than all else, and is desperately sick. Who can understand it?
我们通常总是对自己很有信心啊。
And often we are, confident in ourselves.
我们总觉得自己最清楚明白自己。
And we may think that we understand ourselves the best.
我们凡自己所做的任何事情的决定呢，都认为是最好的。
Our own decisions we think are the best.
但这箴言里面特别提到哈，你们要切切保守你们的心。
Proverbs tells us we have to guard our hearts more than anything else.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处。
Jeremiah, the heart is more deceitful than all else, and it's desperately sick.
箴言里面提到，21章里面提到，王的心在耶和华的手中，好像龙沟的水，随意流转。
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1. The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord.
我们要把自己摆在神的手中。
To place ourselves in the hand of our Lord.
那么神会带领我们，调转我们的心意。
And he will lead us and guide us according to his will.
他会矫正我们的步伐，按照他所喜悦的，来他的旨意和目的来带领我们。
He will correct our footsteps to walk in his own will and purpose.
引导我们的脚步走在平安的路上。
He And he'll direct our footsteps to walk in the way of peace.
再看, 菲利比书四章, 第六到第八节,
we turn back to Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 or 8.
我们应当一无挂虑, 只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢, 将你们所要的告诉神, 神所赐出人意外的平安, 必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
6-8 Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
来到神的面前呢，他有给我们这样美好的应许。
When we come before the Lord, He has given us this promise.
神他所赐的平安是超过我们所想所求的。
And the peace that He gives us is beyond what we have asked for or considered.
这一切呢，都是在耶稣基督里头的。
And all these things are in the Lord Jesus.
那刚刚第八节里面提到许多真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的事呢，这些是。 对着神来说的。
Verse 8, the things that are true, honorable, right, and pure, these are all things that belong to the Lord.
神是真实可畏的，他按公义审判人的主。
God is true and awesome and judges man according to his own righteousness.
在他毫无黑暗。
In him there is no darkness.
他是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
He is holy and blameless.
那我们属神的儿女也应当如此。
Children of God should therefore be like Him.
约翰一书里面第五章提到，我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给他们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神，也是永生。
In 1 John 5:20, and we know that the Son of God has come, has given us understanding, so that we may know Him who is true. We are in Him who is true, His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
另外，这些提到可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，是对着人来说的。
And things that are lovely, of good repute, and worthy of praise, these are things that belong to men.
在以弗所书里头提到，光明所结的果子，就是一切公义和诚实。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 9, for the fruit of light consists of all goodness and righteousness and truth.
雅各书里头第一章也提到，各样美善的恩赐，各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的。James
chapter 1 verse 17, for every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow.
彼得前书第二章里面也提到，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗、入奇妙光明者的美德。First
Peter chapter 2 verse 9, for you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light.
所有这些美德呢，都是神荣耀光明的子女。
So all these virtues are the fruit of the children of light or of God.
而刚刚我们提到在从哥罗西到腓立比这几节经文里面提到的这些所有的事情呢，都是讲到属神属耶稣基督的事和在上面的事。
So all these things that we mentioned in Colossians through Philippians. Are things of the Lord Jesus, which are things from above.
或是刚刚讲到那些美德，或是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的这些德性。So
all these things that we mentioned, that those that are true, that are noble, that are just, that are pure, that are amiable, these things that are good repute.
那这一切总结呢，就回到我们刚刚在希伯来书里面提到的那一节圣经。
And all these things are bring us back to that verse in Hebrews.
12章第2节, 仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
那么这节圣经, 讲到两件事情。
This verse speaks of two things.
我们要眼目, 能够, 挪开那些缠累我们的事情。
First, to look away from those things that burden us.
然后定睛在我们主的身上。
Secondly, to focus on our Lord Jesus.
我们如果不忘记背后努力向前的话, 我们就没办法成就任何事情。
We don't leave things behind us. Move forward to the things ahead of us. We will not be able to progress anywhere.
腓立比书第4章13节提到,
Philippians 4:13 says,
我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能。
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
这边提到是在主里头我有能力。
Says, in our Lord, we have strength to do all things who gives us.
我们只要能够定睛仰望在我们那为我们信心创始成终的主的身上。
As long as we can focus our eyes on our Lord Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
因为我们立志行善，行事都是神在我们里面运行，要成就他的美意。
It is God who works in us, both the willing and the working, according to his good pleasure.
并不是出于我们自己,
Not of ourselves, but it's a gift of God.
因为原是他的工作, 在基督耶稣里面所造成的,
For we are his workmanship, having been created in Christ Jesus for good works.
就是神所预备,
for which he has prepared us that we should walk in them.
在诗篇121篇里面提到
Psalm chapter 121 it says
我要向山举目 我的帮助从何而来
I lift up my eyes unto the mountains Where shall my help come from?
我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来
My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth
当看到彼得他三次不认主的时候
You see Peter he denied the Lord three times
而主呢回头来看
The Lord turned back and looked at Peter.
然后彼得就想起了主的话。
Peter then remembered the words of the Lord.
他说,今日鸡叫以先,你要三次不认我。
Before the rooster crows, you shall deny me three times.
他就出去痛哭。So
Peter went out and wept bitterly.
那我想彼得当时他一定也是看着主。
I think Peter at that time must also have been looking at the Lord.
他虽然先前, 不认主,
Although he denied the Lord,
他里面我想一定非常的懊,
I feel that he must truly have regretted it in his heart.
但是如果他没有把他的眼目调转归向主的时候呢, 主看他的话,
But if he was not looking at the Lord, he wouldn't have seen the Lord with that hand.
所以我们虽然时常失败，但我们不要灰心，我们要总要定睛在主的身上。And
though we may fail, we should not lose heart, but keep our eyes fixed on the Lord.
他只会把我们的心来转向他。And
the Lord will turn our hearts back to Him.
所以当我们把我们的眼目呢，从缠绕我们的事情挪开的时候，定睛在主的身上。So
when we turn our eyes away from the things that burden us and focus on our Lord Jesus.
我们能够思想主的事情，思想上面的事情。
Have our minds set on the things of the Lord, on the things that are above.
那就是耶稣基督的事情。
These are the things of our Lord Jesus.
就是我们周围所看见的弟兄姐妹们的事情。
The things of the brothers and sisters that we see around us.
我们彼此代祷，彼此建立。
And we would bring each other up in prayer and supplication to edify each other.
让神的家在地上，成为世人的见证。And
the house of God may be a testimony.
能够来归荣耀给神。Give
glory to God.
最后我们总结就是在希伯来书12章第1节里头，前半段。
So in conclusion today in Hebrews chapter 12, the first half of verse 1.
我们当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
First chapter 12, second half of the verse, verse 1. Let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangled us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
同样，腓立比书三章十三节到十四节的提到。
Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
刚才我们唱的诗歌509首。
Now, previous, we just sang the hymn 509.
我以前蛮喜欢这首诗歌。
And I, really enjoyed this hymn.
我时常碰到不如意的时候或者失业的时候，我总想起这首诗歌。
And when I met difficult times or lost my job, I would often think of this hymn.
我里头就得到鼓舞。
And I would be encouraged by myself.
那么最近的一些经历呢，特别是在帮忙照顾 baby 的时候。
Recently, when I was helping to watch my granddaughter,
她吃奶的时候总是会哭哭闹闹。
When feeding her, she's often she'll cry and be upset.
我就唱这首诗，然后就看见她慢慢的安静下来，那我自己也就平静下来。
I was singing this hymn and you can see her calm down, and I would also be.
所以我们不论事情大小呢，我们都能够把我们的担子交出去，我们来到神的面前来投靠，来仰望我们的主。
So no matter whether the things are big or small, we can bring our burdens before our Lord and come before Him.
那担负人重担的主，必使我们得着安息。
And the Lord who bears our burdens will give us rest.
那便有出人意外的平安
，surpassing peace within us.
再有些祷告。
Let's have another word.
我们当专业仰望我们的主耶稣基督。
As we turn our eyes upon our Lord Jesus,
定睛在我们主耶稣基督的身上。
Fix our eyes upon Him.
卸下我们心里一切的劳苦担。
Shed all of the burdens in our hearts.
主所赐那出人意外的平安。
Lord, you will give us this all surpassing peace.
并要保守我们的心怀意念。
Preserve our spiritual.
引导我们的脚步走在平安的路上。
Lead our paths, lead our feet on the paths of peace.
谢谢。
Thank our Lord.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣
名。Lead our prayer, we pray in the Lord Jesus' holy name. So let's turn in our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 1.
那我们翻开圣经箴言，旧约圣经箴言。
And we will read verse 7.
第一章第七节。
It says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，妄人敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
And we will turn to Proverbs chapter 9.
那我们再翻开箴言第九章。
And let us read verse.
让我们来读第十节。
It says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom,
And the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
All right, let's bow for a short word of prayer.
让我们低头有点祷告。
Dear loving Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we truly thank you again for gathering us together this morning.
实在感谢你今天早上又一次召集我们。
Lord, we pray that the Spirit will lead us and guide us into all truth.
让我们求你让圣灵来带领我们进入一切的真理。
May you teach us what it means to fear the Lord.
求你教导我们敬畏耶和华到底是什么意思。
Lord, may our hearts be attentive to your words.
让我们的心都可以专注在你的话语上。
May you continue doing your work in your church.
愿你继续在你的教会做你自己的工作。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The book of Proverbs specifically extensively mentions the importance of knowledge, of wisdom, and understanding.
箴言这本书大量的讲到智慧、聪明、知识。
And what we find is that all of these begin with the fear of the Lord.
我们会发现这一切都是源于敬畏耶和华。
I would venture to say that this is not a very popular topic for discussion.
我承认这个不是一个很吸引人的话题。
Very well may be a topic that is largely ignored, denied or even disdained, not just by society at large, but also among Christians.
这个话题好像有点被忽视了，不仅是在世上，而且甚至在教会里，在神的儿女中，好像被大量的忽视。
But this subject is so prevalent in the scriptures that almost everywhere you turn, you will find something about the fear of the Lord.
但是这个话题又是多么的重要，因为在你翻读圣经的时候，你发现很多的地方都提到了敬畏耶和华。
First, the Bible commands us to fear the Lord.
第一，圣经吩咐我们要敬畏耶和华。
In 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24, as Samuel is addressing the Israelites after they agreed to have a king rule over them.
像撒母耳记十二章十四节讲到他们以色列人愿意要神给他们一个王。
He says, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you.
撒母耳记你必须要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他才可以。
And then also in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7,we see the instruction of be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
箴言三章七节里面也讲到不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
The only way we will depart from evil is if we have the fear of the Lord.
若要远离恶事，我们必须要敬畏耶和华。
And then in 1 Peter 1:17, he talks about passing the time of our sojourning here in fear.
德前书章十七节。Sorry, could you repeat that? First Peter?
Yep, 1 Peter 1:17.
彼得前书一章十七节，你们既啊就当提到就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
So certainly when Peter wrote his epistle, he has learned quite a lot from being a disciple of the Lord.
彼得在写使徒书信的时候，他非常的清楚他是神的使徒。
He knows that no matter how zealous he was for the Lord, that under the right circumstances, that he could deny the Lord, which he did.
当他知道他无论对主是多么的热心，他还是三次不认主的。
For truly, walking in the fear of the Lord makes us walk close to the Lord.
在敬畏主的话，就让我们可以来更多的接近他。
Secondly, God promises blessings and benefits from fearing God.
第二个，主也应许了要如果要敬畏主的话，所得的福气和好处。
In the verses that we just read, we have knowledge and wisdom.
像我们刚刚读到，我们有知识和智慧。
And then, I'll just read off a few of these passages, briefly. In Psalm 112 verse 1,It says that blessed is the man that feareth the Lord.
像诗篇112篇也说的，敬畏耶和华的这人是有福的。
Psalm 33:18-19, God promises deliverance for those who fear the Lord.
讲到如果要敬畏耶和华的神会拯救他。
And in Psalm 34 verses 8 through 10,
诗篇34篇8到10节
It says, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him.
敬畏耶和华的圣名，你们当敬畏他，因敬畏他的一无所缺。
Said that you will not lack any good thing from the Lord.
什么好处也不都不缺。
Psalm 25 verses 12 to 14 says the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
25篇也讲到耶和华，求你指示，你要敬畏耶和华的话，他必将他的路教训我们，指示我。
And the last verse we'll read from the section is Ecclesiastes 8:12.
再来读传道书八章十二节。
And says, though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. says that you will not envy sinners because your hope is in the Lord.
讲到你不会嫉妒恶人，因为你在主里面有指望。
I think that is a very encouraging passage in this day and age.
觉得这是个非常鼓励人的信息，尤其在当前这个情况。
So it's the fact that we all want to have these blessings from God.
都喜要得到从神来的福气。
But we need to fear the Lord to get them.
但是我们需要敬畏主才能够得到这些。
So I think at this point, it makes sense to define what we mean, when we mention about the fear of the Lord.
现在我们要来定义一下，我们需要做什么来敬畏耶和华。
In the 1828 Webster's Dictionary, it says that the fear of God is a holy awe or reverence of God and His laws, which springs from a just view and real love of the divine character, leading the subjects of it to hate and shun everything that can offend such a holy being, and inclining them to aim at perfect obedience.
1828版的威伯斯特词典中对敬畏这个词的定义就是讲到是对神和他律法的一个非常的热爱和这样的话因为是对神的一个敬畏尊崇让他对因着热爱和对神的热爱他就对一切冒犯神的一切的事物就会恨恶或者是回避也让他们倾向于完全的顺服作为他们的目的。
See, today's society is so careful about offending people that you can't say certain things or do certain things because it may offend a certain group of people.
现在的人特别的害怕要冒犯某些人或者是一个组织。
But how about God?
他们不敢说也不敢做，但是神怎么做呢？
Have we ever considered that he might be offended by what is said or done?
我没想到他可能被冒犯呢，因为我们的所作所说。
And how many among professing Christians today, care about offending the Lord?
对基督徒来说，我们有多少人顾及冒犯神呢？
So to expand on Webster's definition, which was well written, but we want to support it with scripture.
基于威伯斯特词典的定义，我们还想用圣经的经节来做一些补充。
So when we look at Psalm chapter 33, verses 8 and 9,
诗篇33篇八九节八九节
It says, Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood firm.
愿全地都敬畏耶和华，愿世上的居民都惧怕他，因为他说有就有，命立就立。
We look in awe and amazement and wonder and admiration for God's creative power that we see in His creation.
Amen. 对神的创造，我们都可以感受到他的能力，也都会敬畏。
This is a reverential fear.
是一个崇敬的一个敬畏。
But our problem many times is that we think far too highly of ourselves.
但是问题是我们有的时候太 高看我们自己,
and it leaves too little room to think highly of God.
让我们把神思念神为至高就没有机会了。But
if we truly look and get a real view of who He is in relation to what we are, it would result in this awe, this fear, this reverence.
但是我们如果认识到他是多么的高，多么的伟大，而我们自己是多么的低微，我们就会自然地产生这种崇敬和敬畏。Secondly,
let's look at Psalm 103, verse 13.
那我们看诗篇102篇103。
Psalm 103:13.
103篇13节.
It says, "Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him."
父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，耶和华也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人.
We think of love and fear as mutually exclusive.
我们是不是认为敬畏和爱是彼此排斥的呢?
But fearing God does not mean that we don't love God or that God doesn't love us.
对,神的敬畏并不意味着神不爱我们,我们也不爱神。So
this reverence and fear coexist.
这个 崇敬敬畏是同时存在的。And
this verse encapsulates it very well in illustrating the parent-to-child relationship.
这个经节就讲到了他的一个关系就是父母和儿女的关系。Yes,
this is probably one of the most deep love and affection and fellowship that one can have.
这可能是最深的一个爱,
but if you've had a good upbringing, if you were fortunate, your parents would have followed the godly scriptures that relate to disciplining your children.
如果你很幸运的话，你的父母可能都是遵守圣经里面的教导来管教他的儿女，管教你。So
they feared the consequences whenever they stepped out of line.
知道如果离开这条路的话，走偏的话的后果是什么？
You know, what I've learned growing up.
知道我学到了什么吗?
That this fear was a healthy thing.
这种敬畏是一个非常健康的.
This rod of discipline helped me to not step out of line as often as I would have.
这样的管教让我可以不偏离神的步.
Now if we take this to our relationship with the Father,
如果我们来同样思想我们和父亲的关系。
How much more does the creator of the universe and the savior of sinners and the head of the church deserve this reverence and respect?
是创造宇宙的创造者，人类的救主，教会的头，他是怎样配得我们的敬畏？
Alright, so with that, there are three things that the fear of God produces.
基于这个，敬畏耶和华会带来三个结果。
Salvation, obedience, and living to please Him.
拯救、敬畏、活出讨他喜悦的生活。
So we will try to get through as much as we can today.
那我们可以来尽量的来解释这些。
In the verses that we read in the beginning, we saw that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
我们前面已经读过，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
It is the starting place.
是个起点。
If we want to understand anything about God and His ways, we need to have this fear.
如果我们想知道神和他的法则，我们必须有这样的敬畏。
And the fear of the Lord was the first step to salvation.
敬畏耶和华是被拯救的第一步。
Matthew 10:28 says, And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
马太福音就提到你们那杀身体、杀灵魂的，你们不要怕他，唯有那能把身体和灵魂都灭在阴间的，你们才要怕他，灭在地狱。
There was a moment in your life when you realized that you were a sinner.
在你生命中的某一时刻，你意识到自己是一个罪人。
That you were condemned.
定罪。
And that Christ was the only hope you had to save you from judgment and death and hell.
基督是唯一可以把你从死亡、审判和地狱救出来的。
So now you came to this knowledge, and in the second verse that we read, it says in Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
然后我们就来到箴言里面第二次我们读到的敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Once you realized your state, you saw a desperate need to do something about it.
当你来到一个阶段，发现你没有办法，一定要做某件事情。
So you humbled yourself and trusted in the Lord to save you.
所以你就降卑谦卑自己，神完全信号主，耶稣做救主。
Proverbs 14:27 says, "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death."
箴言。14:27 says that 14:27, 敬畏耶和华就是生命的泉源，可以使人离开死亡的网罗。
So thank God that He is love.
感谢神，他就是爱。
Thank God that He had mercy for us.
感谢神，他怜悯我们。
Thank God that He abundantly pardons us. But we needed to call on the Lord for Him to do those things. So we had to respond to the fear of the Lord. Secondly, we see obedience.
那个男生的果效就是顺服。And
we want to briefly look at the life of Abraham.
我们想来简单的看一下亚伯拉罕的生活。So
there are two instances in Abraham's life where it specifically mentions the fear of God.
生活中有两件事情特别的提到敬畏耶和华。
Abraham, as we know, we regard to be the father of our faith.
亚伯拉罕被称为信心之父。
He believed in the Lord when the Lord gave him his covenant, and it was counted to him for righteousness.
他相信 耶和华因为当主给他立约的时候,
but we see that Abraham also had lapses in judgment.
那我们也同时看到亚伯拉罕判断也有失误。
So we first want to look at the instance when he failed to have the fear of God.
来看第一次发生的事情，他没有敬畏耶和华。
So if we turn to Genesis chapter 20,
我们翻开创世纪第20章。
So this is the story after the sin of Lot's daughters and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
这个是讲到在罗德和他的女儿犯罪以后，也是 索多玛和摩拉被毁灭之后的事情。
So Abraham journeyed south and settled in Gerar.
亚伯拉罕向南地迁去，然后寄居在基拉尔。
And one thing you notice here is that even though it does not state it specifically, he may very well have been out of fellowship with the Lord. Doesn't say specifically, but he very well may have been out of fellowship with the Lord. There is no thus saith the Lord. And so he took matters into his own hands. And he lied about his wife, just like he did to Pharaoh when he was down in Egypt. So he was more concerned about his own safety than the safety of his wife or of his seed that was not yet born.
他呢，就光注意到他自己的安全，就不管他妻子的安全和他的后裔的安全。And
this was made worse by the fact that just two chapters earlier, the Lord had told him that Sarah would bear a son.
两章都在讲到，主耶和华已经告诉他了，撒拉。
会生一个儿子的。
So he also did not have sound judgment.
他也没有一个合理的判断。
He incorrectly perceived the truth about Abimelech and the heathen nation.
而是在对亚比米勒的判断，和他国中人的判断。
So we read in verse 11 of chapter 20, and Abraham said, Because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake.
创世纪二十章十一节就说，讲到亚伯拉罕说，我以为这地方的人总不惧怕神，必为我妻子的缘故杀我。
When in fact, the very heathen nation he was accusing of not having the fear of God had the fear of God.
但是他指控这个不惧怕神的这个国，其实他们是惧怕神的。
But
敬畏神。
But Abraham did not choose to have this fear.
就是亚伯拉罕没有选择敬畏这样的对神的敬畏。
He lost his testimony before the unsaved.
所以他在那个不信主的人面前失去了见证。
And Abimelech rebuked both Abraham and Sarah.
所以亚伯拉罕责备了，不是 ，sorry， 亚比米勒责备了亚伯拉罕和撒拉。
And many years later, this also caused Isaac.To tell the same lie that his father did when he was around in Gerar.
这也造成了多年以后亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒也犯了撒拉同样的错。
But yet in all of this, we thank the Lord that God's mercy prevailed.
尽管这样许多的失败，但是神的怜悯化身。
God stepped in because his purposes, were being hindered.
神就介入了，因为那时候他的旨意还是被隐藏的。
And Abraham,
他的旨意不要受到阻拦。
And Abraham prayed for Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they, and the God's judgment upon them was released.
亚伯拉罕就为亚比米勒他的妻子和众女仆就祷告，让神在亚比米勒和他家人身上的那个咒诅就被挪去了。
And let's look at an instance where Abraham had the fear of the Lord.
那我们再来看一下一个例子，就是他当时敬畏了耶和华。
And this was years later when Abraham was brought from faith to faith.
多年以后，亚伯拉罕因信以至于信。
In Genesis 22,
创世纪第二十二章，
God tests Abraham and tells him to go to the land of Moriah to sacrifice his son Isaac.
神告诉亚伯拉罕说带着他的儿子将他献作为燔祭的祭牲在摩亚儿子身上摩利亚身上。
And what was the outworking of this fear of God?
这样的敬畏耶和华是带来什么样的结果呢？
He obeyed the Lord.
他顺服了主。
He did not trust in his own understanding.
他不再靠自己的理解聪明。
He did not try, to figure out by using rationale or logic.
不再想用自己的理解和逻辑来处理这些事。
This was simply a test from God to see whether he had faith in him and whether he loved God more than Isaac.
这是神就在他身上的一个试验，但他到底是信神、爱神，有没有信神、爱神比爱以撒更多？
And we see that Abraham believed that God would provide himself a lamb.
我们可以看到亚伯拉罕，他相信神会为他预备一个羔羊。
So when everything was ready and prepared for the burnt offering, in verse 12 of chapter 22, we read, And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For I now know that thou fearest God. Seest, thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me.
当亚伯拉罕把以撒放在坛的柴上，要因顺服神要杀他的时候，第二上世纪22章12节就讲，天使说，你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。 现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。And
we see here that God did provide himself a lamb.
我们可以看到神确实为他自己预备的羔羊。A
ram was caught in a thicket by his horns.
这里是一只公羊，是两脚扣在稠密的小树中。
And he offered that for a burnt offering.
把那个当成祭牲。
And Abraham named that place Jehovah Jireh.
那时候亚伯拉罕就给他起名叫耶和华以勒。
Which means God will provide.
意思就是说，在耶和华的山上必有预备。
And the angel confirmed the covenant that God made with Abraham.
天使也进一步证实了神与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
Isn't all this the grace of our Lord?
这都是我们神的恩典，主的恩典。
So like Abraham, we too have a choice to make.
像亚伯拉罕一样，我们也需要做出选择。
We know from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14.
我们从箴言12章24节来看一下。
So Ecclesiastes 12:14.
Oh, 12章14节.
It says, For God shall bring For God shall bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。And
to fear God means that judgment day is coming.
敬畏耶和华的意思就是说，当审判的日子来到的时候。And
that God will remember every word that we spoke.
然后会记得我们说的每一个字。Every
thought. And every deed that we've ever done.
每个心思意念和行为我们所有的。
See, we tend to forget these things in our everyday lives.
他会知道我们每天日常生活中的每一件事。
We forget that the Lord is always in our presence.
我们常常忘记神。 日常生活中每时每刻神与我们的同在。
But the truth is, do you know why we do foolish things?
但是你知道我们为什么常常做一些愚蠢的事吗?
Because we didn't consider God when we did them.
因为在我们做这些事的时候，我们没有思想神。
When I think foolish thoughts, I wasn't thinking about God.
当我里面有一个愚蠢的想法的时候，我那时候我没有在想思想神。
When I say foolish things, I forgot that God was listening.
当我在讲一些愚蠢的话的时候，我忘了神在听。
See, the fear of the Lord is to remember that He is always there.
敬畏耶和华就是要记得神无处不在。
And that will cause obedience.
这样会带来我们的顺服。
I know we're a little over time.So we can't fully go over the last point, which is living to please Him.
最后一点我们没有时间了，就是讲着活着为讨神的喜悦。
But very briefly, I'll mention that in Isaiah chapter 11.
那简单的来讲一下，以赛亚书第十一章。
This is a prophecy about our Messiah, about him being a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. In verse 2, it says, And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon it, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
第二节，耶和华的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识。
How is it that the sinless Son of God had the fear of the Lord?
怎么可能罪人可以敬畏耶和华呢？神的儿子怎么能够敬畏耶和华呢？
Jesus mentions in the Gospel of John that My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work.
约翰福音主耶稣说，我的食物就是做那差我来者的工。
So Jesus feared God in a sense that every action that he took was based on this consideration. Does God find this acceptable?
耶稣在世上他所做的一切都是基于我做这件事是不是讨神的喜悦。
Will God find this pleasing?
神会认为这蒙他悦纳吗？
So we see that it's not just about being afraid of the consequences of sinning.
其实不是简单的就是害怕犯罪所带来的后果。
But will our actions and all that we do, all that we say, all that we think, will it be pleasing to the Lord?
就是我们一切的所行所做所说所想都被蒙主的悦纳。
And lastly, to conclude, when it's all said and done, at the end of our lives, what did God say through Solomon will matter in this life?
最后一点，我们就讲到神是哪一件事是最重要的，在所罗门的生活中、生命中。
So Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13.
道书十二章三节
It says to fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
这个所有的总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
In the eyes of God, this is the whole worth of a man.
在神的眼里，这是人所有当尽的本分。
We need to take God seriously.
我们实在要对神有严肃的态度。
We need to give him the love and the adoration and the respect that he deserves.
要把我们的爱给他的敬拜和他对他的尊重都给他。
So may we all understand and embrace the fear of the Lord so that we may understand his ways and that his purposes may be fulfilled in each one of our lives.
让我们借着神的恩典可以来敬畏神，所以就让他在我们身上一切的旨意可以成就。
Right, let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我们低头有点祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
爱的天父,
we truly thank you again for this time.
我们实在为这个时间感谢你。
Lord, you promised that no word of yours would return unto us void.
主啊，你应许说从你出口的话一句都不返回。
But you will accomplish that which you please.
你要成就你所喜悦的事。
So Lord, may we hide your word in our hearts.
啊，愿我们把你的心藏在我们心里。
And may we be careful in our steps, Lord, that we please you.
让我们行走的每一步，我们都小心谨慎，凡事蒙你悦纳。
Lord, help us to have a closer walk with you.
愿我与我们同在。
And truly understand the blessings that you want to provide for us if we fear the Lord.
箴言你所说，让我们理解你，如果我们敬畏耶和华，是何等的有福气。
We pray for your mercy and grace.
向你求你的怜悯和恩典。
May all the glory and honor belong unto your holy name.
所有的荣耀、尊贵、赞美都归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.